Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Juliet Arakel with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu highlights priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament. Says agro-dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. President assures that government is working to make northeastern region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy. CBI arrests two persons in connection with alleged irregularities in NEET UG exam. Southwest monsoon further advances into remaining parts of North Arabian Sea in Gujarat and Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. And in men's T20 Cricket World Cup, rain delays start of second semi-final between India and England in Guyana. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament. The president said that agro, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector.
गांव में कृषि आधारित उद्योगों डेयरी और फिशरीज आधारित उद्योगों का विस्तार किया जा रहा है इसमें भी सहकारिता को प्राथमिकता दी गई है सरकार किसानों उत्पाद संघ एफपीओ और पैक्स जैसे सरकारी संगठनों का एक बड़ा नेटवर्क बना रही है छोटे किसानों की बड़ी समस्या भंडारण से जुड़े होती है इसलिए मेरी सरकार ने सहकारिता क्षेत्र में दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी भंडारण योजना पर काम शुरू कर चुकी है
In her nearly hour-long address, President Murmu also highlighted the government initiatives for infrastructure development, saying that over 3,80,000 kilometers of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. On the development of northeastern states, the president said that the government is working to make this region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy. The president added that a semiconductor plant is being established in Assam at a cost of 27,000 crore rupees. She asserted that the northeast will also be a hub of Made in India chips. The president observed that the center is working for lasting peace in the region and several problems related to the area have been addressed in the last 10 years.
मेरी सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के विकास के लिए 10 वर्षों में आवंटन में 4 गुना से अधिक की वृद्धि की है सरकार इस क्षेत्र को एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के तहत स्ट्रेटेजिक गेटवे बनाने के लिए काम कर रही है नॉर्थ ईस्ट में हर तरह की कनेक्टिविटी का बढ़ाया जा रहा है शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य पर्यटन रोजगार हर क्षेत्र में विकास कार्यों को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है
In her address, the president said that Jammu and Kashmir has given a befitting reply to India's enemies at the Union Territory registered record voter turnout in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. President Murmu said the new government is going to present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision and reforms will be fast-tracked. She said that the country has risen from the 11th position to become the 5th largest economy in 10 years. On women empowerment, the president said a new era of women-led development has started, citing the enactment of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam for reservation of women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. She said the majority of the 4 crore PM Awas houses have been allotted to women beneficiaries during the last 10 years. Talking about the modernization of armed forces, President Murmu said many reforms have been introduced in the defense sector in the last 10 years. The president asserted that the government is fully committed to fair investigation into the recent incidents of paper leaks and ensured that strict punishment will be given to the culprits. She said it is important to rise above the party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check such incidents. President Murmu said the government is working towards major reforms in examination-related bodies, their functioning and all aspects of the examination process. She said her government is working to create an environment to enable youth of the country to dream big and achieve them. Talking about the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which will come into force for the first of next month, the President emphasized that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the Constitution.
जुलाई की पहली तारीख से देश में भारतीय न्याय संहिता भी लागू हो जाएगी अंग्रेजी राज में गुलामों को दौड़ देने की मानसिकता थी दुर्भाग्य से आजादी के अनेक दशकों तक तो गुलामी के दौर की यही दंड व्यवस्था चलती रही इसे बदलने की चर्चा अनेक दशकों से की जा रही थी अब दंड के जगह न्याय को प्राथमिकता होगी जो हमारे संविधान की भी भावना है
Pointing towards the responsibility of the members of parliament, the president highlighted that opposition to policies and obstruction of parliamentary functioning are two different things. During the president's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. A copy of President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses of parliament was tabled in the Lok Sabha today. When the House assembled this afternoon after the President's address, the copy was tabled in the House. Speaker Om Birla announced that Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has been recognized as Leader of Opposition in the lower House. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. A copy of the President's address was also tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced to the upper house of the members of the newly constituted Union Council of Ministers. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar announced that Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as leader of the House. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today announced that the suspension of AAP MP Sanjay Singh from the Upper House of Parliament has been revoked. Making an announcement in the House today, Mr. Dhankar said, Sanjay Singh was suspended from the House on 24th July last year till the Committee of Privileges submits its findings. A delegation of Janata Dal United MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, BJP and JDU have a long history of working together and fighting poor governance, corruption and criminalization in Bihar. He said, the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has taken Bihar on the path of development. The Prime Minister said, both parties will keep working together for good governance. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today condemned the remarks of Samajwadi Party MP R.K. Chaudhary on the same goal. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Dr. Murugan said that the Singol is a symbol of justice for all. The Singol reflects an equal and fair government. Hitting out at the opposition, the minister said that India bloc leaders have no respect for the Singol and their attitude is condemnable.
This Singol Tamil culture, this Singol Tamil ka Sanskriti. अभी पॉलिटिक्स करने के लिए समाजवादी पार्टी और इंडिया अलायंस के कोशिश कर रहे हैं ये पॉलिटिक्स करने चीज से नहीं है ये सिंगोल है इस सिंगोल लेके पॉलिटिक्स मत कर लो तमिल लोग का अपमान मत कर लो
Earlier, Samajwadi Party MP R.K. Chaudhary had questioned the presence of the Sengol in Parliament. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
The Central Bureau of Investigation CBI arrested two persons in connection with the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG exam. Official sources said that the two accused have been arrested from Patna in Bihar. The CBI, which formally took over the investigation into the NEET UG paper leak case, visited the office of the Economic Offences Unit EOU of Bihar Police on Monday and started an investigation in this regard. More from our correspondent.
The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, who busted the alleged scam, has said that question papers were leaked from Hazaribagh Center and distributed to the suspected candidates at different places by an interstate organized criminal gang. The EOU had conducted the raid on the 5th May at Khemnichak School in Patna and seized some half-burned question papers of NEET UG examination. Later on, it was matched with question papers of an examination center of Hazaribagh School. The CBI has also taken two accused, Baldev Kumar alias Chintu and Mukesh Kumar, on remand for interrogation in the case. So far, 17 arrestings have been taken place in the case in Bihar, including 15 by the EOU. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Jharkhand, the Ranchi Special PMLA Court today extended the judicial custody of jailed former Chief Minister Hemant Soren by 14 days. Soren is lodged in Birsa Munda Central Jail in Ranchi on charges of money laundering through a land scam. Mr. Soren, along with 11 other accused persons, was produced before the special court via video conferencing. The next court appearance for all the accused is scheduled for July 11. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. Domestic equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty rose more than 0.5% and closed at records high today. In the broader market, at the BSE, mid-cap index up by 0.17%, while the small-cap index down by 0.57%. A report from the business desk.
The Sensex advanced 569 points or 0.72% to close at historic 79,243. Nifty climbed 176 points or 0.74% to settle at 24,045. Continued bullish momentum is anticipated despite potential FII selling amid rising US bond yields. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee closed at 83 rupees and 46 paise against the US dollar. In the multi-commodity exchange, gold for August contract was trading at 71,288 rupees per 10 grams. Silver for July contract was trading at 86,937 per kilogram. Rajesh Lake for Akashvani News.
The southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of the North Arabian Sea in Gujarat, some parts of Rajasthan and western Uttar Pradesh, most parts of Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, some parts of Punjab and eastern Uttar Pradesh. In Kerala, heavy rain continues to cause widespread damage across the state. Severe waterlogging is reported in many areas and hectares of crops and plantains have been destroyed. Landslides and sea erosion have been reported in various places. NDRF teams are being deployed in the 9 severely affected districts and special funds have been released for disaster management. Fishermen are warned not to venture into the sea along the Kerala, Karnataka and Lakshadweep coasts. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, rain delayed start of second semi-final between India and England in Guyana this evening. England won the toss and elected to field. Earlier, South Africa thrashed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final in Trinidad this morning. The summit clash of the tournament will be played on Saturday at Kensington Oval in Barbados. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headline once again. President Draupadi Murmu highlights priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament, says agro, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. President assures that government is working to make northeastern region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy. CBI arrests two persons in connection with alleged irregularities in NEET UG exam. Southwest monsoon further advances into remaining parts of North Arabian Sea in Gujarat and Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, rain delays start of second semi-final between India and England in Guyana. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on Air app. That is all in the News at 9. Good night.